White Bear First Nations. The White Bear First Nations counselor Tanya Littlechief recently organized a 5-day hunt and hide tanning culture camp at Cannington Lake. Students from the White Bear Education Complex participated, as did many other residents and elders. The event was organized by Littlechief and members of the Kaniyasik Culture Camp. It is known as the Cree Center of Excellence and its headquarters is Ministiquan Lake, located 160 kilometers northwest of North Battleford. Littlechief has been the chief organizer of this camp since 2013. In attendance were Kevin Lewis, an assistant professor at the University of Saskatchewan, and his sister Darla Campbell, who is a licensed practical nurse. Also on hand was Garrick Schmidt, who until June had taught at White Bear. He is now a land-based educator for the camp and was also accompanied by his fiancée Megan Anishinaabe. This hunting and tanning camp ran from October 17 to 21. The camp was located on the east side of Cannington Lake, and the crew and participants utilized the beautiful mansion and surroundings that were purchased from the McCullough family many years ago. The first day was very eventful. A large canvas teepee was erected in 15 minutes and used as lodging by some of the students. Two crews were sent out to hunt that early evening and both were successful, with the team capturing an elk and a moose. Every day thereafter, crews were sent out at 5 in the morning and 5 in the evening, but no additional animals were shot. Lewis has organized many of these camps which operate year-round. They can focus on hunting, fishing, trapping, or even dog sledding. This week, the full moon is known as the mating moon, he explained. We were pleased to be successful on the first day of our hunt. With the hunt starting on a positive note, processing and preparing the meat and hide became the week's priority. Students participated in skinning the animals and processing the meat. The hide was stretched and cleaned on a large canvas. The brains of the moose were slowly boiled on an open fire and used to tenderize the hide. Along with the meat, nearly every part of the moose organs and appendages were cooked. Moose soup was prepared and included its tongue and its nose. The camp utilized the food services of Christina Wasackase and Avery Standingready. Mike Standingready was one of the two lead hunters, and Elder Ivan Lonechild conducted a pipe ceremony. There were regular teachings all day long as well as after dark around an open campfire. The camp had many visitors and up to 50 people attended one time. Littlechief was extremely pleased at how the week went. When COVID-19 hit in 2020, everything was put on hold, and this really was a negative impact on the minds of the youth. They couldn't do anything, be it sports, culture camps, etc. So, we are very grateful to have the camps back at Cannington Lake. Teaching our youth our local history and traditions is always a good thing, she said. The weather was great, and the students were keen and eager to learn the ways of our ancestors. All our instructors were knowledgeable and taught us a lot. A huge thank you to Vance, Big Eagle, and his crew for assisting us and going to check out the site. Also, thanks to Kyle Big Eagle, for he was also there to help us absorb the daily teachings. He showed a lot of interest in learning and teaching land-based to our youth. Everyone enjoyed themselves, and a lot of students were very excited to see their previous land-based teacher Garrick. Some were a little upset that they didn't get time to spend with him, but will have another opportunity as another event is planned for 2023.